numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly broadcast from the D, Bar Canada, Barcanada, the barrage at the D. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day and has really done himself good by having a second act as a noted bridge jumper on Twitter. It's the great Steve Fezzik. How you doing?
I have put in my application to be on the NCAA committee next year where, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't put three of the six best teams in the same region. It's just me.
Just you.
Also, one more suggestion.
Yes.
Don't submit all of your seeds on Friday night. You might want to watch the Saturday games at least and reseed based upon what happens there instead of just having shrimp cocktails and being told, you know, Barry Horowitz, how great you are. I mean, how Auburn – I mean, think about this. You've got all these crummy four seeds that you can send to their death like Kansas. Kansas mails in their Big 12. They're worthy of sending to the East and get smashed by Connecticut. Nope. We'll send an Auburn team that played their heart out all weekend long. Everyone on the committee literally should be fired. Sharp fifth grader would look at this and say, oh, this is completely wrong.
What Steve is referring to is the number four team overall. KenPom Auburn is in UConn's region, as are the number five and 10 overall KenPom teams. And it really is just an unbelievable disconnect where they say, oh, no, we're aware of KenPom and things like that, other advanced analytics. Yet, in the end, there seems to be no correlation whatsoever.
Or they seem to be looking at KenPom from 6 days before
or that
Sunday, and they don't even adjust for it. This is the laziest committee out there. I mean, it's back like in the 70s when Detroit was making like all these big cars when gas was really expensive. It's like, oh, people still buy our cars. We'll just do it the way we've always
done
it.
And the explanation was, well, UConn got to pick where they were, and so then we made it a travel thing. Like, it was just everything but what we would consider important.
Yeah, the bottom line is if you mail it in on your conference tournament, you're deserving like Kansas or Duke or any of these teams that did lousy. You can send these teams through hard draws.
Yeah.
Don't penalize the teams like Illinois and Auburn and Iowa State for having great runs through their tournaments.
All right, now, Stevie, you did a little something there where you tried to deflect from what I started the segment with, so I'm going to go back to that for a second. So you... Not only again, once again, no one's smarter than Steve on this stuff. He's the only back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner, so I want to give you your street cred. However, as we've talked about many times on this show, I don't know why you are what you are on Twitter, but one of the things you are on Twitter is you feel the need, in addition to some of your conflicts on Twitter, you feel the need to share with people that you are betting these massive money lines. And last year, famously, right, you had Purdue, what was it, minus, what was it?
5,000.
Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but number 16, Fairleigh Dickinson, beat him out, right? Did you hear?
You know.
So.
I did.
Okay. You lost high five figures on that?
Yes.
Okay. You already have. High five figures. Okay. This year, you have already made a couple of these bets?
Oh, I've made like a dozen, but I publicly have disclosed like five or six of them.
Okay, yeah. Such as,
famously, I bet against the DePaul Blue Demons.
I'm not talking about, yes, okay, so you say that one first, yes.
Dunks, DePaul, DeThrills, DePaul, 18 non-Georgetown conference game blowouts.
3-29, I believe.
Villanova needing the game like blood to make the tournament. And then what's this? I'm watching the game, and Nova, complete no-show.
Oh,
if DePaul had a team, they even without the team, DePaul should have won. They didn't. I got away with it. So
you got away with it.
I managed to win my bridge jumper on Villanova, which, frankly, I liked way better than Purdue.
Yes.
Because I actually – I just have thought DePaul is one of the worst Power 5 teams I've ever seen.
Villanova hits a three in the closing seconds, and they force a steal on what would have been DePaul's final possession. Okay, but for round of 64,
yes.
Have you made some of these bets as well?
I have, and so my buddy, the crack man, can corroborate.
Yeah.
So I played, and I love these bets. These are so good. Disclaimer, if you're going to follow me, don't be laying minus 8,000 on stuff I laid minus 4,500. Make sure you got access to the good numbers. And don't bet more than 5% of your bankroll. And that's not to risk. That's not to win 5%. That's what you risk. So if you have a $10,000 bankroll, I don't care how good the bet is. Take 5% of that 10,000, risk 500. I know it doesn't pay hardly anything, but really good bets. Basically, Connecticut's a 26-point favorite. Any 24-point favorite wins about 99% of the time. So you should have to lay minus 10,000. But you don't have to lay minus 10,000. You lay minus 5,000 on Connecticut, which I did. And Houston, I laid minus 2,500. Up, $100 fine. Talking about a line that's gone, I would still recommend Houston minus the current. Like, you can get 3,000, I think, at Pinnacle in faraway places. So the bottom line is that, and you know how I feel about this. If there's one, there's an epidemic out there where people say, oh, I bet BYU minus 7.5. I don't care. The line's 9.5. Who do you like? BYU minus 9.5 against Duquesne.
Yeah. Well, you self-imposed a fine, which was fine there.
I'll buy you breakfast.
I got a haircut. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You're in need.
Yes. I am. I am in need. Look at it. Look at this thing. Stevie can't believe that I'm holding to my haircut and not going to breakfast. So wait. Okay. So just to put a bow on this, for those who are new to betting, what Steve is saying is that value is value, and that if you are you're a plus EV bet to you mathematically is a plus EV bet, and so even though the number is this cartoonish number to the average new bettor, you still view it through a mathematical lens and you will go ahead and do it. To the new bettor, though, someone who's just starting out, you're not going to say to them, yeah, go ahead and follow me on this, right? Just as a starter thing, maybe that's not the best route. You would concede that, right?
I will concede that you shouldn't bet more than you normally bet. So okay. If you normally bet 110 to win 100,
that's better
then
said.
You can bet $100 to win $2 on Connecticut. Don't be betting, suddenly bet 5,000 on something when you're normally betting 100.
Okay, that's fair.
In that tweet you had, it was 5% of your bankroll. I mean, I think that's the question I would ask you. Is it always, for newer bettors, would you always say 5% the threshold? You'd never go above?
Not even.
I would say zero for newer bettors. I would bet nothing because you're not going to win. If you're a new bettor, basically almost everyone I know that's a new bettor loses. All right, it's all recreational value. So bet five, have fun. Bet $5. It's fine. I don't go to the casino and say you're playing roulette. You know, you're the biggest idiot in the world. No, it's fun. You know, you can bet $5. What would possess you to bet hundreds of dollars on a roulette wheel? It's no one wins. Stone cold sucker game. That's just silly. I mean, you're not going to win. Just bet. It's the same thing. Bet $5.
PSA for people who, now that it's March Madness, want to throw out bets on every single game, you would say to them?
I would say it's fine. Bet $5 in each and every game. Have a good old time. It's just like the Super Bowl. You can bet $5 on 20 different props, and even if you get crushed and you hit 40%, last time I checked, I don't jump over my fence where I live and start screaming at the golfers, I can't believe you donked off $150. I don't go to bowling. Oh, my God. You know, you're $6 a game and $8 on surge pricing. It's fine. If you're having recreation, but there's no reason to scale it up. I play blackjack, and I see people playing $500 a hand. And I'm not saying my son could play better. I mean, but obviously he plays better now. He's 13. But when he was 5 years old, he played better. They have no idea what they're doing. And it's like, but you know what? That's fine. Go ahead and play $25 a hand, $15 a hand. It's recreation. It's fun. Why do you have to beat your chest and say, look at me, I'm a big man, I got all this money, I'm Bruno Mars, I can bet 10,000 a hand, I'll just do another show.
The worst kept secret in Las Vegas on Bruno Mars is out, by the way. Okay, any first round betting tenets or any bracket tenets that you can share with folks that are tried and true for you?
Brackets, depends how big your bracket is. Head to head, if I'm up against Kelly, ha! I'm taking every favorite every game. Good luck, because my strategy is optimal and I'll be favored to win. If we're playing just a little group of 12, maybe I'll take a modest underdog. So I'll take a number 2 seed, for instance. I'll take a Tennessee to win it all and pretty much go chalkety chalk the rest of the way.
Chalkety chalk.
But the bigger the bracket gets, the more fun you can have.
That's right.
If you have millions of people, well, now we can entertain James Madison, making the Final Four and have a good old time. Take San Diego State to win it all or New Mexico. I would say even given that, the number one mistake I think people make is they do pick too many upsets. All right. So all things being equal, When in doubt, I would scale back a little bit on your upset meter, even in these bigger pools. Let's face it. If you have New Mexico to winning it all, you can go pretty chalky the rest of the way. You're probably going to do just fine.
Unless you're in an upset rewarded pool, which we talked about yesterday, then you should be upset crazy with your picks.
Exactly right, yes.
NIT, you like to do, this came up on the Megapod yesterday, Will brought this up, you like to do something pretty blanket in the NIT.
Yeah, overs at open, and you know, I'm kicking myself. So DraftKings, first to market, so I give them all the accolades to go ahead and put all the numbers up. So they're like 8 points lower than what the current numbers are. And here in Nevada, I don't have access to DraftKings. They've got a beautiful building right by the Durango Casino, by the way.
It is beautiful.
And tell us all about it, Steve.
I want to walk in. I'm like, you got a kiosk? I can get my bets in against you guys? Nope. No, this is all administrative. What are you doing? Security. Get security down here right away. But they just priced it based upon, you know, what the KenPom ratings are, et cetera. Well, everything's different. NIT, a lot of these teams are bubble teams. Like, think about Ohio State. And I think our friends at Raz were on this. So Ohio State has basically moved themselves close to the bubble. They need to win all these Big Ten games. So they need every game like blood, and they're still scoring high. Imagine what's going to happen tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's like, all right, we fought the good fight. Let's just roll the ball out there. Let the kids have a good old time.
And and defense takes effort. Who wants to do that in the NIT?
Who really wants to advance? You're kind of indifferent until the Final Four.
Yeah. Steve Fezzik, everybody. A assault of betting angles and information and thoughts. He's got more on the other side, including a format of a contest here in Vegas that he's got some strategery on that he'd like to share with us. He's talking about Station's Last Man Standing. That and more. Steve Fezzik on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with a free, and I mean free, Visa Daily Newsletter in today's newsletter.
Oh, it's all about the big dance. Get ready for it with Adam Burr, Steve Mackinnon, Josh Applebaum, a bunch of stuff in there from all those guys.
Get expert analysis and latest odds delivered straight to your inbox, absolutely free. Bill Ades, lovingly done work every morning. Visit VSiN.com/newsletter to subscribe. With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada at the D. Steve Fezzik, kind enough to hang out with us for another segment here. I have a few things I want to get to here, Stevie. First, if people are coming into town for March Madness, and by the way, they are, but they're still not sure where they're going to watch games. What are your favorite places to watch games?
Watch your games at a casino that specializes in sports betting, not one that, like, puts sports bettors on the back burner. So examples, I would never criticize a casino, but Fontainebleau and Resorts World are really sucky places to go because they've got sports books like in barbecues, all right? And so they're going to charge you $500 like at Fontainebleau or whatever it is to sit there in the barbecue area that's not even a real sports book. Go to the places that specialize in, specifically Circa, Stadium Swim. It's going to be 78 degrees on Thursday. That's got to be first and foremost.
We're getting two good days of weather, Thursday and Friday, and then it goes back to nothing.
That's perfect. Down, those are the days we want. Yeah. Also, the Westgate and the South Point are going to open up their showrooms. Plenty of free seating. That's awesome. So those are great places. One under the radar, if you don't want to pay for seating, like I just was at the Rio, and I saw that they're going to open up their showroom. It's close to the Strip if you're on the Strip, and I'm sure there'll be great seating, and you won't have to pay anything. So there's some suggested spots. Stay away from the big Strip resort hotels that don't specialize on sports betting.
Did you say Circa, by the way? I'm not sure if you said
Circa Swim. Yes.
Circa Swim.
Legacy Club, Bill Adee. Ran him in the Legacy Club. Absolutely loved it. Love Bill. Love everything. And by the way, Steve Mackinnon, Adam Burke. Adam doesn't like me. I don't care. His stuff's great. So
Adam's
great. You know his stuff's great because he doesn't even like me, and I tell you his stuff's great. I am unbiased, people.
Mm. Well, you speak very highly of him, though.
Very highly.
Okay. Well, before we get to this Last Man Standing contest, there's something about brackets that no one else talks about that you bring up from time to time. What is that?
Correlation of conferences. So we're really not sure how good the Mountain West is, or how good, you know, that the SEC is, for instance. So I'm going to propose a strategy of correlations where you pick out a conference and you have more or less of those teams advancing. I think the Big Ten stinks. The reason being, Northwestern is never good. I don't care. We got Boo Boo Booby on, you know, and he's awesome.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it, Steve.
and he is awesome. But Northwestern, if Northwestern has a winning record in the Big Ten is down, and they're a conference to fade. So here's where I'm going. You could your theme could be, let me go and have all the Big Ten teams underperforming across the board, because if I'm correct in my correlation, then I'll do very well in, like, these national pools.
It's basically the all-in or all-out strategy.
Yes.
You're either going to suck it up or you're going to do great.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, let's talk about this contest, because obviously people fill out traditional brackets. We talked about this yesterday. Sometimes it's the standard 2-4-8, 16-32, 64 type. Sometimes it's upset-rewarded brackets. I'm in a Survivor. This is Stations Casino Last Man Standing. Explícame.
Yeah, so you $5. Price is right, Ma. And four entries, you get one free. So $20 for five entries. This is a great contest. The Last Man Standing, it's just like a Survivor. You know, survive in advance, and you get five different entries. Now, in my opinion, this is the way to play it. You want to shove with one team on Thursday and Friday. You don't want to diversify and play five different teams. And here's why. You got to actually go to the window. There's going to be long lines. It's going to be kind of a pain. So you don't want to be stuck with the situation. You see guys all the time where they got $5 left in the slot ticket. And like, I don't even want to cash it out, or even less than $5. So if you shove, you're either eliminated or all five go through initially. And it's worth your time to keep coming back the first few days. And then if you got five entries through for the first couple days, now you can start diversifying. But I would strongly encourage you, take your very best play and put it on every entry. Take your little finger and bubble game seven on all five of your entries for Thursday, and game 71 on all five of your entries Friday. And then if you advance, then you can start having fun.
Have they had this contest before?
I think they have it every year. It's just like I said, for $5.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when I'm playing World Series of Poker, I see like $5, you know, turbo tournaments. It's just not enough normally. But, you know, that's foolhardy of me, because this is another contest. Someone's going to win. And if you win, you get to put it on your resume as being, you know, another contest win. So it makes sense for everyone in the industry. We all should play it.
So do you? So we were talking a little off air. You're not. You don't have like tremendous conviction on any specific team here. Are you? So when the lines came out, I would imagine that's your time, right? When the lines came out on Sunday, you pounced.
Let's see how Gilly's trying to make me find myself, because I'll go ahead and list Houston minus 22. I owe you $40. Yeah. And BYU minus 7, $80.
$80.
And frankly, this is an epidemic out there, and I can't stand it. And I'm calling out everyone who's listening. Stop with the nonsense. I don't care what you have in pocket. You know, I don't care what your record is in pocket. Right now, BYU is laying 9.5 against Duquesne. I want to hear it's a pass. I want to hear you like Duquesne plus 9.5, or you like BYU minus 9.5. None of this nonsense of, oh, just grade myself minus 8, you know, crap. It's not relevant. We play against the current number.
Yeah, except that if you did a show every day, you would also refer to the bet that you had from yesterday and the day before, that
but
sort of thing.
You can never put it into your record. It has to be when you disclose it on air, or when you submit it.
Yeah, when you disclose it on air, when you bet it.
Or when, like, with your tennis picks, famously, like a lot of times,
you
the night before, you notify, hey, I like Smash Nova. This is 110.
That's right.
And then, wait, has her boyfriend died today? No.
Don't say that.
I did.
Yeah, no. It's a cut. That's a weird story, because, by the way, there's some people who are like, did he say something bad about Putin? Like, I mean, people have all kinds of speculation as to what's going on there. So,
by the way, that Keys girl, like I've watched one woman's tennis match.
Oh, yes.
I'm so proud of myself. Stevie's
a documented 1-0 in tennis this year, because he watched.
Just learned about Madison Keys?
Yeah, and he saw her for like 5 minutes, and he's like, she's terrible. Fader.
I was watching with my son. I was on vacation, and she's playing like the 112th gal in the world who's like stinking it up. And then Madison Keys double faults. And my son's like, Daddy, do they normally like struggle like this? I'm like, no, they don't. They're both having a very off day.
All right. So beyond March Madness, then, what do you bet on a daily basis now?
Oh, so some select NBA props. Baseball season wins because the season.
You love that.
You know what? I have breaking news.
Here we go.
No one else knows this. The baseball season starts.
No, wait. Special numbers game investigation has revealed that the baseball season starts in less than 20 hours. Yes.
In Korea. So yeah. I asked my son, I asked him, why would the Dodgers and the Padres be playing a week early? All right.
It's so bad.
To which he responded, "Oh, you know the San Diego Stadium, you know, has a concert, Bruno Mars concert." I'm like, I think unless they're owned by MGM, it won't be there. But he was unable to figure it out. But yes, that seems excessive. Like 6 extra days to fly back from Korea.
Would you like to pass post some baseball season win totals for us so I can get more fine money from you?
I'll go ahead. Let me think about what would be my favorite at the current number.
What is your favorite at the current number?
Let's see. You know what? I was wrong on this. So the Padres, I was talking about, oh, I bet them under 82.5. Gilly was right. I think he said, I strongly disagree.
Yeah.
83.5 is available. I would go over 83.5.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Okay, so baseball. You bet baseball on a daily basis once the season starts?
Yes, and one fundamental change in baseball, if you ask me, there used to be a rule, wise guys, don't lay more than minus 150. That was the rule. All things being equal, I'm going to talk in the no vig world. If you told me there was a minus 170 plus 170 baseball game, who do I like? I like the minus 170. I actually think the world has changed, so much more offense, and that baseball just keeps pricing these things slightly too low, especially when you have a good team. Like the Braves lose 2 games in a row, they're not getting swept. I mean, it's Braves or nothing in that third game every time.
Yeah. So you will bet over minus 150 now.
Oh, absolutely.
You will.
I'll lay minus 220. Yes.
But you're looking to do as close to a dime line as you can get. As you know, obviously when it gets higher, the dime line goes away. But you're looking for as high a price on a dime line as you can get. And then 15 cents after that. You're really looking for favorable books.
I think you got to go like Profit Exchange, New Jersey, where all of a sudden, you know, the split of a 20 cent, like minus 225 plus 205, that no one is going to beat that. And you can talk all you want about theoretical holds being less. The bottom line is on an exchange, you're going to see it, and it's going to be Braves minus 215 and Marlins plus 213. And it's going to be a 2 cent straddle versus a 20 cent straddle. You got to play at the exchange on those higher levels.
If you lived in New Jersey, you would never bet at a sports book, would you?
No, I would, because the problem with exchanges is they don't work for props and they don't work for first half totals, things
right.
like that.
Talking about game lines, yeah. Steve Fezzik, everybody. At Fezzik Sports, is that your Twitter handle?
It is.
At Fezzik Sports. The only back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner. Thank you, Stevie. Great to see you. Sorry about breakfast.
Yeah, haircut. Man. You need it.
I do. So you have no idea what happens if I let it go. We'll come back. Jason Weingarten, speaking of hair, on the other side, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Get ready to dominate the brackets. Turn your picks into profits this tournament with the VSiN Pro March Mania Betting Guide. Inside the guide, you'll find expert strategies, insider tips, and in-depth analysis that'll give you the edge you need to outshine the competition. From underdog upsets to championship predictions, the VSiN Pro Betting Guide will have brackets from hosts and experts, NCAA tournament betting trends, and, of course, best bets for every round of the tournament. Don't miss out on this game-changing resource. Download the VSiN Pro March Mania Betting Guide today at VSiN.com/madness. That's VSIN.com/madness. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I always appreciate the feedback on all this. Christian Marge. Listen to about 7/8 of the Beating the Book March Madness podcast. Awesome again. Threw some pizza money on Todd and Will's joint sleeper Final Four team so I can enjoy the ride too. Yeah, man, that was pretty awesome. Chance Copperpot, great megapod on the tourney. I would just like to point out everyone in Seattle classifies Spokane as the East. It's the other side of the mountain. They're the mortal enemy. Those damn Easterners don't know how to score the basketball. That's a bunch of stuff we referenced on the pod. I say Spokane has some games in the East region. What says East more than Spokane, Washington? Trust the glove. It's notable that many things lack entertainment value if you are not a drinker. No judgment on those that imbibe. Oh, no judgment. I just don't. No judgment whatsoever. Would you agree with that, Kelly? That entertainment value is lost on those of us who do not imbibe sometimes on some stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure.
I mean, like, I'm already telling, like, we were talking about the St. Paddy's Day at Savannah. Like, I said I would I'm someone who does. I would not want to be in that big of a group of people. Are you kidding me? Without a drink in my hand, there's no way I would.
My friends were always amazed that I would go to one of these clubs in Vegas, one of these when we were younger.
Oh, yeah, like not drinking? You kidding me? No way.
Completely sober till 5 in the morning. I'm like, what am I? I'm the only normal person here. Sports Pick Magic. Selection committee takes by Fezzik. He has too many zeros to even know. 1 bajillion % spot on, he says. And real quick here before we get to Jason on these are all about the beating the book Megapod, which again just got a bunch of really kind comments about it. And again, Todd and Will were outstanding on this. Spencer Strider enthusiast, this podcast won me my bracket last year. Hope to run it back. Doug Wedge, who finished second in the DraftKings national contest last year and won $35,000, said, here it is, folks. If there's one Megapod you need to listen to every year, it's this one. And if you don't believe me, watch this video from last year's ANG. That's how good it was. And on with those. There's a bunch to read, but we want to get to Jason. Jason joins us. At Spreadopedia is where you can find him on Twitter. He comes to us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Doing very well. Jason comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You fill out your brackets? You like this time of year?
I have not done a bracket yet. I do like this time of year. There's, always good betting opportunities with the games and the first half, second half stuff. So, plenty of stuff to keep me occupied this week. It's also the start of baseball season, I guess.
Also the start of baseball tonight. Do you have a play on either game or on tonight's game in Korea?
I don't. I'm not waking up at 3 a.m. I love baseball, but I like sleep almost equally as much. And 3 a.m. is just not happening for me. We got a long season ahead, so... I'm really not excited about this opening in Korea. I know why they're doing it, but weird. It's too early. It's unnatural.
Yeah, we talked about it, that the A's and the Mariners once did this, but it wasn't a full week out, right?
Like
it
was I'm totally okay with sending the A's to Korea. In fact, we should leave them there. Because I think Korean baseball might be more their speed with the roster and the money they're spending. But that's the thing, is it's so early, like, I don't know. It's just one game. Enjoy it if you're going to wake up for it, but not the real opening day.
Blake Snell to the Giants move the needle for you?
Yeah. I mean, he had to go somewhere, and he was kind of running out of landing spots. Guess the Giants decided, hey, let's sign another Cy Young pitcher. I think it's a great move for them. Makes them more competitive. Nothing not to like about it unless you're holding Dodgers futures or something. Which I'm not.
Or if you're holding Yankees futures, right? Like, were you surprised he didn't end up there?
No, I mean, the Yankees are already kind of in a weird spot. You got Garrett Cole, who's injured, and, they're hoping he's going to be back. But, hoping that a guy comes back at full strength 2 months into the season or 3 months into the season, it's already asking a lot. Aaron Judge is kind of... They called it mid-spring beat up, which is a phrase I'd never heard before until they used it on Aaron Judge. But he's not taking swings, and they think he's going to be ready for opening day. So, I mean, these are already some major cracks in the Yankees foundation here. And, there's no guarantee if they falter early, you might have to trade Juan Soto because, you might not re-sign. So, I don't know. I'm less optimistic about the Yankees as I was maybe a week or two ago.
Let me ask you something that I might have asked you a couple months ago, but I haven't. And since we're on the cusp of the season, give me the club or clubs in either the American League or the National League that aren't the obvious choices that you think can sneak into a postseason berth.
I think the Tigers are pretty popular right now. Kind of, they've done a lot of things, brought in guys like Kenta Maeda and Jack Flaherty to kind of. Make that rotation better, and they're going to be competitive this year. Giants would probably be my other team, obviously adding Chapman and,
there you go,
Snell, and getting Robbie Ray back at some point later in the season is gonna make them competitive. But it's very much a top heavy year in MLB, and you go into the season and the reality is there's already 10 teams on day one that aren't really contenders and aren't really even competitors at this point.
You got to love your O'Neill Cruz call, because he is, if this were a spring training MVP award, he'd win that, right?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, you know, checking all the boxes. Now it just comes down to staying healthy and putting up the numbers, and you know, hopefully he has a breakout year. It's still a pretty tall mountain to climb, but I'm happy with that position there.
Yes. As am I following you on O'Neill Cruz. Okay, you also we texted yesterday, and you out of the blue, of course, the text that you sent was Rose Zhang is playing golf this week. Is that the case?
Yeah, she's back. She's been off or been at school. I don't know what the deal is, but she's back in the field this week. I saw 25-1. I didn't go crazy on it or anything, but I do think she's due for a second win sooner than later.
Rose Zhang on the LPGA Tour, one of Jason's favorites to bet on. Are you betting any random golf besides that?
Not yet. Still early in the week. Gotta go through all that stuff. You know, busy with basketball and everything. And futures, you know, got a whole bunch of futures coming through this week too. So picking up some of those positions. It's really a surprisingly busy week with betting. But no, I have not got the golf yet. It hasn't got that point.
Do you bet something like the Masters well in advance? Do you have Masters futures?
I have before. This year, no. Not like week to week. A lot of people, you know, a guy wins an event and they try to kind of front run the Masters future. No, I don't really do that. I think there's ample time to bet into a lot of these markets.
All right. And take us through a day. So you, when you come for March Madness, and you may or may not come this week, but I think you're sort of leaning that you will, take us through a day of your March Madness schedule when you're here, and what specific things do you find yourself betting on? Props in game up to first to 15? What do you end up doing?
I tend to go wherever my friends want to go, and lately it's been Circa, and I sit there for 12 to 14 hours at a time, mostly on my phone, betting on my phone, betting on apps on my phone, looking at my phone, texting and telegramming people in other locations on my phone, occasionally going upstairs to the Chinese restaurant to eat some brisket fried rice. But my gambling is basically me sitting there looking at my phone, clicking buttons and responding to messages for hours at a time. It is probably one of the least exciting things you could possibly imagine. It's not even very photogenic at all. It's really just a bunch of dudes sitting at a table,
yeah,
looking at their phones.
Yeah. Let me just say this, Kelly. It's a large sum of money that is being bet from that particular table.
That part's true. It's a lot of fun. It's very enjoyable. It's just, you know, it's not like the people think you're going to put a camera in front of people and it's going to be awesome and fun. It's just dudes sitting on their phones.
But it is a great, even as you say, we sit there for 12 to 14 hours. I think, like everybody listening to that, I'm just thinking to myself, yes, like all of us. And what a glorious time it is.
Yeah. It sounds great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to downplay it. It sounds awesome. I hope I'm there. You know, I'm going to try to be there Thursday afternoon.
All right, Jason, we look forward to seeing you. Appreciate it as always.
See you. Thank you. Good luck this week, everybody. Big week ahead.
Big week ahead. Jason Weingarten, everybody, at Spreadopedia, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. We do have a couple play-in games today, or as they like to call it officially, first four in. Wagner Howard, Colorado State, Virginia, for a chance to get into the round of 64. That's on the other side. We'll recap our bets. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Listen to this. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app now. Use code ANG when you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager now. It's a good deal right there is what that is.
Oh, it's a hell of a deal. If you've not signed up for DraftKings, you need to take advantage of that promo.
With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite, all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21. I see what you did there. Thank you very much, Kelly.
I like the more Total Wine. Total Wine, great spot. Yeah. I mean, you would never be in there, but for those of us that need to pick up some booze.
By the way, have you caught wind of Greg Peterson's beer rankings?
Oh, yeah.
That kid's unbelievable.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that. I don't really, like, does he drink one a day? Because I couldn't have one beer. Like, if I'm drinking beer, you're giving me, like, four of them.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. More praise for the...
Minimum.
What'd you say?
Minimum.
More praise for the Megapod. Bathroom hygiene, bull excrement trends, geography, and NCAA basketball bracket talk. Comprehensive. Beat that. Jeremy, Capper's List. Perfect listening material for the Wednesday drive for us. SoCalers, I'm riding with a friend I only see a few times a year in person. Any advice on how to tell him to shut the hell up while the podcast is playing? I do not. Teasers and parlays, the best pod out there. This is from Buddhist Man. Question three for our Royals correspondent, Jason Weingarten. Drew hinted that there may be nefarious actors at work in the untimely demise of Aryna Sabalenka's boyfriend. When can we expect the results of your investigation? I failed to ask Jason
about that. We should have asked, though. What happened with the Royals yesterday? Didn't I see... What did she finally get photographed in public, I believe,
is
what happened?
Yeah, I think that video of her in public, yeah, with William. I don't know. Cash flow sports.
Like, we all just assume that's all staged at this point, right? Like, after whatever controversy, like, you're clearly...
I have no idea.
Like, isn't it like, hey, by the way, she's going to be out at the street at this time. Like, take some pictures so we can get past this.
I'm so not into them.
I don't, maybe, either.
But, like, this got my attention, too. So it's curious.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is.
Cash flow sports. Fun show. Talking about the Megapod, but having heard it, I am now convinced that Wishnev 100% filled out his bracket with one and only one purpose, to repeat the word Gamecocks over and over again at the end. By the way, he does like South Carolina. I gave that part away. But the other team that both he will landed on, got to listen to that show. World Be Free, Yankees were a long shot to sign Snell. They would have to pay a 110% luxury tax. I know you're right about that, but at some point... What happened to the Yankees that we all were familiar with, where they would pay anything to win whatever?
Yeah.
This ain't George Steinbrenner's Yankee. This is the kids' Yankees. And it ain't the same. And you just wonder, you know, because this would have been a no-brainer for the George Steinbrenner administration. They'd be like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? We'll take this guy. But it's not your mom and dad's Yankees. It just isn't. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, if you're still filling out your brackets, you're like, oh, should I submit them today? Should I submit them tomorrow? Wait till tomorrow, because on the show tomorrow, we have Peter Keating and Jordan Brenner. They are the authors of the Giant Killers segment that they do every year. The characteristics of teams that are in the Big Dance that they believe are capable of pulling off upsets. And we hope to get Dr. Bob on, but, you know, Bob is a little scatterbrained right now with all this stuff, so you're working
still working on,
his
numbers, so yeah.
Still working on his numbers.
We'll have him on at some point this week. I got that for you. How about that?
Working on his subsets, the ones that he'll share with you and the ones they won't.
That's right.
Do both of those things.
But, yeah, looking forward to Peter Jordan. You can check their show out, Underdogs, on DK Network, DraftKings Network.
Yes, thank you for saying.
You can definitely check that out there. We got Jim Root on tomorrow from Three Man Weave
James
as well.
Patrick Root.
Yeah, James Patrick Root. So, yeah, big day. Big day tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow, by the way, just recapping our bets from earlier on the show. I'm on Simona Halep. I got her at -130 last night. That's on VSiN.com/picks. It's always the night before. All picks from every host and every guest on this network in every sport is available at VSiN.com/picks. So I have Simona Halep at -130. She's -137, as I mentioned earlier. Do not let it get out of the -130s. She's up against the out-of-form and somewhat injured Paula Badosa today. So Simona Halep, for her first match since being banned from the sport, back on appeal. We're on Halep today. Simona Halep is the play. And by the way, I have Swiatek to win the tournament. Got her at +175. You have a basketball play, Kelly.
Yes, I do. I'm on the Pelicans full game and first half. They are going up against the Brooklyn Nets. A little bit of a long series of games upcoming here for New Orleans. They will be busy this week, but they have been just an absolute train here recently. 6-1 over their last seven, second best net rating in the NBA, top three offense and defense over that time going in to play this Brooklyn team that is just really been struggled to put it together. They look like the season's pretty much done for them. 3-6, they're past nine, bottom 10 offensive and defensive efficiency. Over that time, so a couple days rest for the Pelicans going into this game, and they are a team I've been betting frequently lately, playing some really good basketball. You know I love Zion and the Pelicans. Gil, do I think it's going to translate to playoff success? Nah, I don't really know. But it's they're a great regular season team right now. That's all that matters, betting the regular season.
We got a couple play-in games tonight, or as we call them, first fours.
I did. I texted the Hardwood Handicappers group last night.
Oh, sorry.
R.I.P. Yeah. Texted the group and I said, we really got to change the college basketball titling of this because I've just my vocabulary has now just gone to play-in tournament. Like, let's just call them all play-in games. I don't like the first four.
Do you remember that there was a year that they decided, might have even been 2 years, where they decided they were going to call that the first round and
yes.
the round of 64 the second round and how confusing that got? And then they finally were like, okay, that's stupid.
What did that lasted for more than 1 year, right?
I think it was a couple.
I think it was two or, yeah, I think it was two or three.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was very silly, yes. That was very silly.
So the first four games.
Because then we immediately, the first year, I'll never forget, like we hit the real first round. And like, you know, in our business, you're supposed to be pretty precise with the language that you're using.
You're supposed to call it the second
which
round.
Which would be the second round, but nobody was calling it the second round.
Because it was ridiculous. Yeah, no, it was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
West Region. Pardon me. Pardon me. I got very emotional talking about this because Howard is involved. Number one seed North Carolina in the West will play the winner of the first of the first four games tonight. Howard is a 3-point favorite over Wagner. Wagner won the Northeast tournament as a 20-1 long shot. They were 13-15, I believe, when they entered the tournament. They ended up winning all three games to go 16-15 on the season. As Todd said, have you seen Wagner play? Boy, are they a tough watch. Melvin Council Jr. leads the team in points, rebounds, blocks, and steals. Howard, the Bison, win the MEAC. Second year in a row that the Bison are in at least the first four, trying to get into the big dance here. Bison actually were shown at 3.5-point favorites now. They have a couple players. First of all, Bryce Harris leads the team in points per game, rebounds per game, steals per game. But they have a 26-year-old kid on that.
I was going to say, who's the other?
Seth Towns.
Yeah.
Seth Towns, who started at Harvard, I want to say, and then Ohio State.
Right, yeah. Ohio State was the one I heard. Like, wait, you could just roll out 26-year-old, like, what was he, a 4-star recruit?
Eighth year of eligibility, 26 years old. So the Bison, nothing like a Friday afternoon on the quad at Howard University. 3.5-point favorites. I'm not betting it, but if I leaned, I would lean Bison, laying the points.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I've heard two people I respect that are actually betting this game tonight. They're on both. They're on either side. So.
Oh, they're each on either side. Yeah, I'm not.
I got nothing here. I think the later game tonight, we are all Colorado State, are we not? Or is
it
America
feels
not
like
Colorado
it feels
State?
Like everybody on the network is on Colorado State.
I don't even know that. I'm just nobody wants to see Virginia play, right? Like I just don't want to see Virginia in the tournament.
Oh, it's brutal. This one is a. Is a Midwest region game, the winner of which will play 7-seed Texas Thursday in Charlotte. It's Virginia, as Kelly just mentioned, 61.9 possessions per game.
Ugh.
Just think about that for a second. 61.9 possessions per game. That is the slowest pace in all of Division I basketball. That is not a fun watch. And they're going up against Colorado State with... the Rams favored by 2.5 here against the Wahoos of Virginia. So everybody's laying the 2.5 as far as like anecdotally hearing people up and down the network.
Really? Okay.
Which you know what that means.
Ugh. I don't want it. I don't want that. I want Virginia to go home.
Oh, man.
120.5 to 121 your current total for this game. That's what you're in store for tonight. I'll take my NBA. You guys can hate on me.
The madness really begins on Thursday. Let's get that straight.
Yep.
But fun to have these games tonight, and then we'll have another couple tomorrow night as well in terms of the first four in. We've done all we can do. Gojo and Golic are next.
That's right.
Just wanted to get it right.
As always.
That was the pregnant pause. Gojo and Golic are next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.